morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. This is your jolt of hope for the week. We've been going through kind of the teachings of Jesus, going along with the book, What If Jesus Was Serious? And asking the question, of all the things that Jesus said, how would things look differently if we took the call of Jesus to be serious? Because we like to nitpick and we'd like to cherry pick things that we want to do and follow. We all do that in some way or form. But what if we took everything that Jesus said literally and seriously, that we could use it to transform our lives and the lives of others? Today, what I want to talk about is fear, in a way. Fear of the unknown, fear of the other, fear of our world changing. There's a lot of fear going on right now, and always has been. There's always fear, and there's always people who are going to exploit that fear of others for their own gain. And so fear creates scarcity, because we are bringing everything into ourselves, that we are thinking of ourselves before others, that we are preserving, self-preserving. So fear puts us in this mode where all we're doing is trying to save ourselves. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus wants us to surrender fear by trusting that God's going to provide for us. All these themes through Jesus's ministry is, do not fear. God is going to provide. If you live generously, God is still going to take care of you. And so Jesus has plenty to say about greed, about money, about caring for others, caring for the poor. And yet, in some ways, we still want to ignore it. We want to ignore it because it becomes inconvenient for us, because our focus is inward. Our focus is on what we are doing and how we can get ahead. And honestly, some of us are just getting by. So it's hard to think about, how do we take care of others when all I'm doing is just surviving right now, whether it's financially or anything else. So fear kind of starts to develop in us, and we can't get out of that mode. We could talk about this too in also terms of the poverty cycle, that people are under so much stress that all they're doing is to just survive each day. So it's hard to set up a savings account when all you're doing is trying to get through one day. It's hard to think through the next steps of what you can do to build your career up when all you're doing is trying to put food on the table today. And so fear puts us in this place where we are constantly just trying to survive and care for and take care of ourselves. And this isn't just because of people in poverty. This is also people who are wealthy. We want to keep what we've made. We don't want anybody taking it, whether it's the government or anybody else. This is mine. I have made this. And so we're going to build fences around our homes. We're going to build big security systems. So it's all about self-preservation. Henry Nouwen says, fear engenders fear. It never gives birth to love. Fear creates more fear. It never leads to loving people more. Likewise, Thomas Aquinas said, fear causes contraction of the soul. And what he used as an example was, if back in the day, if there was a town that was going to come under siege, war, then all the farmers outside the town walls would come in, they bring everything they have, and they would sit in there and just wait and hope that they had enough to hold them over until the enemy lost their will to fight them. That's what fear does for us. It makes us hoard and greed and hold everything for ourselves rather than giving generously. Whereas the gospel of Jesus and the ministry of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, anything else he said, is opening us up towards a life of abundance, a life where there is more than enough for everyone. But our whole world is structured upon the idea there is not enough to go around. There is not enough for everybody. Jesus says the kingdom of God is more abundant than you could ever hope for. There is more than enough to go around. Everybody's going to be taken care of. And so this week, how are the ways that you can live into that reality of heaven now? How can you live into the reality of heaven now that you are able to provide something for somebody else, that you can let go of something to give to somebody else because there is more than enough for you and I? Have a great week.